Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm an alcoholic addict. I didn't really know I was speaking till like 8 minutes ago, so apologies if it's boring. Just kind of rest your eyeballs for a second. Today's my 25-day milestone. I know that's not a huge deal, but I made it. So I was told to kind of share my bottom, I guess, which seems like an eternity ago. I don't know about you guys, but like my last 25 days has felt like a full year. Like a full year. And the last like 4 years kind of felt like a week, probably because I didn't remember them. About 4 weeks ago now, woke up in Sarasota Memorial Hospital, had no idea where I was, just like hooked up to monitors, like doctors surrounding me. Felt like I was in I apologize for my allergies, I promise I'm not crying. Like I thought I was in a Grey's Anatomy episode. I was just like, oh, this is a really cool trip. Like, but then I was like, oh shit, this is real. So it wasn't really that I like woke up and had no idea and was like blood everywhere. It wasn't like that point that I was like, oh, I may need some help. I was just like, oh, I'm cool. I'll just figure out how to get on payment plan, pay this bill. Cause it was going to, I took like a fat ambulance Uber ride to the hospital. Didn't know about that, but it was $600 Uber ride. So it wasn't like that point. It was when I'm taking a cab home because I had no car, no phone, wallet. I pretty much told him, like, please just give me a ride home. It was like on the ride home when I was so stressed and worried, not because of what just happened, because I didn't know if I had any drugs in my apartment. And I didn't know how I was going to manage not being high for the next hour. And I was like coming down and I was shaking, and it wasn't like, oh, where am I? Where was I? What happened to me? I was just like, do I have any pills? Like, I don't think I have any. And so I'm like asking the dude, the cab driver, like, hey, you know where I can get some like stuff for cheap? And he's like, I just picked you up from the emergency room. I'm like, yeah, but do you know where I can get some? And so at that point, I was like, all right, maybe we should think about it. And the next day, I went to my first meeting. Pretty much got profiled like 5 minutes in. I was like, yep, I have a problem. I am home. And since then, it's been like really, I mean, it's not been all fun and cool, but it's been cool because, like, I've got friends now who don't want, like, all my friends that were at the bar, I haven't heard from in, like, four weeks because I tell everyone at, like, Sarasota YPG, like, I was the Oprah of shots at the bar. I was like, you get a shot. Like, everyone loved me because I was just, like, handing out shots like it was candy. But now that I'm not there, no one wants to talk to me. And that, you know, I thought I was, like, decently okay with my personality. Apparently not. So I guess I try to make like humor out of things that really traumatize me, so I'm sorry. I don't know. So I'm like really excited because although these last 25 days have felt like a year, like I actually remember them, and that's something that I never thought would be like a hooray, like we remembered the entire day. But now I'm like, wow, I woke up and made toast for breakfast instead of waking up and like crushing pills in my cereal. And that was a huge deal. And so now that I know that that was like what I thought was okay, and now I'm like getting offered from young women to get a coffee, I'm like, this is a great life. Sober is kind of rad. Like, kind of digging this whole sober thing. So sorry that I don't have more like wisdom to offer, because I'm just kind of figuring this shit out. But I'm sober for 25 days, so that's all I got.